This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop Devok Show with Eric Nam.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to your K-pop Devok midweek update. I'm your host, Eric Nam, and this is a midweek update. These come out on Thursdays. It's not a normal show. It's just me just rambling because we're in quarantine, because we're in isolation. And if you're not, you should be, unless you absolutely cannot be. But as you guys probably know, Mondays are our normal shows where we talk about K-pop. Thursdays is more of my sanity or insanity test check. I'll be back on Monday with a normal K-pop Tebok episode. We had friends fill in for me for the past few weeks, and now I'm back to take over my own show. Yep, we're going to talk about K-pop, so that comes out Mondays. And if you want more content, we actually have a new show. It's a few weeks old. It's called Commit or Quit, and that is out now, and new episodes are available Friday. This Friday, we have Harry Shum Jr. from Crazy Rich Asians, Glee, and Shadowhunters joining us to talk about his favorite show, Better Call Saul. And he's a great guy. We had some really fun and interesting conversations. So I definitely highly recommend you guys check it out. It'll be a good episode and some really good conversation. What else is new? Not much has really changed. I'm sure everybody's in isolation, kind of going a little bit bonkers. This sucks. There's no other way to say it. This sucks. But, you know, it is what it is, and we have to stay home because we need to stay healthy. And as I'm sure you guys are all keeping up with the news, like, even still, this virus is still so unpredictable and changing constantly that it's hard for us to really predict how to deal with it and what the right proper ways to go about treating it are. So as our health workers and frontline workers and first responders are dealing with it and doing a great job, and it's thanks to them that we're able to try to stay healthy and stay isolated, let's be sure that we do our part as they are putting their lives on the line. So stay home, wash your hands, and don't leave unless you absolutely have to. For those of you who are going to the beach and like hanging out, what the F for governors and cities that are just reopening things, like, what the F, y'all? Like, I was mad because my mother calls and says, I'm gonna go back to work, and I had to like yell at her, be like, please stop. She's like, oh, they're opening everything up. And I was like, no, they're not. Like, that's not, like, it's really frustrating because here's the thing. I think of my parents as incredibly smart, intelligent people, right? They're also incredibly hardworking and very, very passionate about their jobs, and they work so hard. Now, issue is that people, whether you trust the government or not, that's your own thing. I tend to take everything like with a grain of salt, like, especially these days. Like, I don't trust really the president or anything he says. I feel like he just makes stuff up because he does. He lies, and he suggests we should be shooting up disinfectant into our bloodstreams, and that would just kill us immediately. So I don't understand, you know. But for people who are not following the news and are not as fluent or literate in English as I am, or some of us are, it can be very confusing. And there's a lot of, like, I hate using the word fake news because I feel like Trump has made it into something that's not a real word. It's like almost like a dramatic use of a word. Like, anyways, there's stuff out there that's false and misleading, and there are things out there that are just completely are not true. But for some people, it's hard to discern and decide what is right and what is wrong. If the president's calling real facts false and he's making up his own false news and putting it out onto airwaves to millions of homes, like, it's confusing for people, right? So when my mom calls and says, hey, I think I'm gonna go back to work, I was furious that I have to explain to her again for so long as to why she shouldn't leave the house. I get it, like, you want to work. I get it. You want to live back in normal times. But you guys, this is not normal times. We're not anywhere near it. We're still trying to fight this and get this under control. And so, yes, I feel mad. I feel like I'm losing my mind at times. And it's frustrating and it's annoying. And like, this is not fun. But literally, that's everybody, right? This is just everybody. And it just like we need to be able to like work together and make sacrifices so that, you know, we can end this one day sooner, you know, a week sooner than what's projected, or a month sooner, or whatever. I don't know. But sorry, I just went on a rant. But anyways, that's the point of these mini updates of me, is just ranting and venting and rambling. So this is what it is. But so my mom, I had to be like, stop, don't leave the house, please just stay home. And I feel like she's probably lying to me, and she's just like, oh yeah, I'm staying home. But she's definitely probably going out somewhere. I don't know what she's doing. She's telling me she's not, so I have to trust her. But for all of you, please do not leave. And I know that there are some of us who are essential workers who are working at the front lines and fighting this virus and doing things so that the rest of the world can go on as normal as it possibly can. So thank you so much for your sacrifice. And I know it is not an easy thing to be doing at all in any way. It's scary and it's overwhelming and it's terrifying, I'm sure, and it's hard. But thank you so much, because it is... You know, I really don't know what to say. It's just, it is thanks to people like yourself that we are all going to get through this together. Anyways, my mom, because she has so much time on her hands, I guess, she decided to cook a bunch of Korean food and ship it over to us. I think it's just arriving today. But she sent us a picture, and she cooked so much Korean meats and barbecue. And trust me, I love it. But I've been... As you guys know, I'm trying to cut down on my meat consumption. I've been working out, I've been eating healthy and clean, and my mom decides to send a bunch of beef and pork prugelgis and ribs. And I was like, oh man. Now here's the thing, Brian doesn't even eat meat. So it's like me, Eddie, and Brittany, but it's just so much food. So I was like, I don't even know how we're gonna do it, but we're just gonna say thank you. We'll take it one day at a time and enjoy what we can. And it is nice to have some food, because, like, honestly, we cook every single day, and I'm sure everybody's cooking every single day, and it's like every once in a while you just don't want to cook, you just want to heat something up, or you just want to order in. But this is going to be our order in for the next few days or weeks, or however long this will last us. What else is new? Like, what's been going on? Quarantine, obviously everybody's in quarantine. I've been watching a lot of TV and movies. Just watched Cabin in the Woods and Extraction, both of which are led by Chris Hemsworth. And Cabin in the Woods we watched because we were like, well, after we watched Extraction first, and we're like, okay, let's be blunt, is it a great movie? Nah, I don't think so. Is it like mindless entertainment? Yeah, it's fine. Like, it's like a Taken meets The Transporter meets a lot of action and like really intense fighting scenes. So if you know that, you go into it, you're gonna enjoy it. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be fine. And then we're like, I don't know how we got on the topic of Cabin in the Woods, and we started watching Cabin in the Woods, and it was Chris Hemsworth again. I was like, what? Did this man just do every movie ever? Maybe. The one thing that was for sure is that during Extraction, for the first like 15, 20 minutes, none of us knew anything that he was saying. Like, he has a very thick Australian accent. I was like, y'all, am I ears crazy? Like, do I not understand English? And I looked over and everybody's like, no, like, we have no idea what he's saying. And we all just laughed because we were trying so hard to figure out what was being said, and we couldn't. And we wanted to avoid putting on subtitles and captions, but we ended up having to put on captions because we couldn't understand what he was saying. Not hating on you Aussies, it's just I'm just so not used to that type of accent. I was just like, what? Anyways, I watched those. I just started watching Mindy Kaling's new Netflix series as well. I watched like the first two episodes, and I thought it was really, I guess, like cute in a way, because it has, you know, it focuses on like a high school or sophomore, a sophomore girl in high school. And just like, it's a growing up kind of story as an Indian American. It was cool. I watched like two episodes yesterday. I just started watching Unorthodox, which is about a woman leaving her Orthodox Jewish family in Williamsburg and escaping. That's been interesting too. So yeah, I've been watching a lot of stuff, a lot more than I'd like to admit. I've been listening to a lot less like news, just because it's messing with my head. I haven't been writing this week. I wrote some last week, but this week I've kind of taken it slow because I feel like I just go in waves of working too much and then I get burnt out. Like last week, I think I recorded like 5 podcasts, and then I did like 3 song sessions or something. I don't know. And then on top of that, working on other projects and like just, it's just too much. So this week I'm trying to like rebalance a little bit and take care of myself. So that's how I'm here. I'm here talking to you guys and ranting, rambling, and if anything, hopefully this is part of just your, I don't know what this show is going to do for you right now, but maybe hopefully some of this is entertaining or funny or interesting to you guys. And I've been trying to let myself just like feel, and hopefully you guys get to feel through like what I'm sharing with you guys. And what I mean feel, I mean is just like, if I feel like I just want to watch TV, I'm just going to watch TV. If I feel overwhelmed, I'm just going to say I'm overwhelmed and I don't want to do anything. If I feel stressed, I'm just going to say I feel stressed. If I feel tired, I feel tired. Like, that's just the way it is. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm trying to live as like balanced of a normal lifestyle as I possibly can. But like, I just feel like this stuff is messing with our heads in ways that we never expected at all. And anyway, so, you know, it's a new normal, it's a new way of living, it's a new way of surviving, and we adjust, and hopefully me discussing this stuff with you guys makes, for some of you, feel like, oh, yeah, everybody's kind of going through this. Because I also know a lot of people, some people, are literally going through this completely alone. They don't have anybody around them, not a single person, not a family member, not a loved one. They're just stuck in a house or an apartment completely alone, and they need people to talk to and some other perspective. So this is it. I wish I could give you more, but I really don't have the capabilities or the ability. But anywho, that's probably like all I got for this midweek update. Not too much, but hope you guys are doing well. Please stay healthy. Do not leave your house. Wash your hands. And let's smile. Everybody, let's do this one. Everybody just close your eyes and smile real quick. Just pull your ends of your mouth out towards your eyes. So it's a big arch shape of your lips. Do you hear the way I'm talking? It's because I'm smiling. And breathe. And breathe. We're going to be good. Anyways, you guys, I'll see you guys either tomorrow on Commit or Quit or Monday on the Tebok Show. And please stay healthy. I love you guys. See you soon. Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Tebok with Eric Nam.